Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to this edition of Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, and tonight our guest is makeup artist Victoria Style. But before we speak with Victoria, I just want to remind you that if you're calling in to ask a question or give us a comment, please call 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399, or you can email your questions and comments to info@illusionsbeauty.com. Tonight we're introducing a new HD makeup segment, but before we get into that, I wanted to ask my sister to give us some updates in the world of beauty.
Okay. Welcome to the Beauty Lounge, everyone. I just have a few just quick announcements. The Powder Group is presenting the makeup show in New York City on Sunday, May 16th through Monday, May 17th at the Metropolitan Pavilion. They will have hands-on workshops taught by Danny Sons, creator of Makeup Forever, John Hennessy, Orlando Santiago, and many more. For more information, you can go to www.thepowdergroup.com, or for any of these announcements, if you don't get the particular websites that you need for the information, you can always email me at Denise, that's D-E-N-I-S-E, at illusionsbeauty.com. OCC Cosmetics is offering 10% off of all OCC cosmetic products. If you spend over $50 after the discount, you'll get free ground shipping on all purchases shipped within the U.S. now through Monday, April 26th. And they did make mention of a discount code. It's IMATSYVR. IMATSYVR. So you want to enter that in the special instructions section at checkout. And again, the products are available at occmakeup.com. Temp 2 Pro is celebrating its one-year anniversary of their Pro Makeup Artist Membership Program with free domestic shipping. For more information on the Pro Artist Membership or to go purchase products, you can go to www.temp2.com.
Great. Welcome to the show, Suzanne Patterson, who's introducing to us for the first time tonight her segment on HD makeup, and it's called HD Makeup Technology and Technique Update. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Great. Good. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. You know, we had you on our show twice last year, and everyone was so excited, and they were informed. They had so much information that you informed us of that we just wanted to come back and have you come back and present to us in a, you know, smaller segment. The same information. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, the purpose of these segments that hopefully we can do twice a month is twofold. First, to further the makeup artist awareness of the technical aspects or the functionality of working in full digital signal broadcast, which we know is high definition. Second is to empower the tactical maneuvers, as I call it, or the ability of the makeup artist to work successfully in this medium. And this is refined product knowledge and product selection and executing proper makeup techniques. So if we throw out a little bit of the technical along with what I call the tactical or the tactical solutions to some of these things, knowing what you're working in, the medium and you're working in, and some of the functionality of it just makes you more aware of how to bring your skill into working more successfully in this medium. You know, there's a lot of technical advancements that are coming down the pipeline with camera mechanics, recording and broadcast issues, lighting techniques, post-production issues that artists should always be aware of and how it can affect their artistry performance for this medium. You know, we're now in full digital transfer. It's complete. There's no more analog. More than 50% of network programming is now delivered in HD. Not all of it is end-to-end HD, meaning that it's acquired in the format, but the FCC requires 50% deliverable on the free networks. And, of course, there's full HD subscription channels that are also available. So we are, you know, we are definitely in an HD world. One of the things that is really helpful for makeup artists is to always keep in mind consumer television viewing, meaning the monitor screen sizes that they're viewing, your ultimate work that you do on screen. These are growing by leaps and bounds. Stores are now selling TVs that are 65 inches. That is huge. And so you think of five times the resolution of standard digital being viewed in that format. So what you're really making up to is you're not really making up to that the broadcast monitor in the studio, but really what is that resolution and what size of the TV set that the viewer is going to be seeing it in. That alone keeps your technique focused on your saturation and blending techniques. Believe me, it'll keep you honest. You know, industrial and contractor monitor installations, such as in boardrooms and malls and public gathering venues, have monitors as large as 90 to 100 inches diameter. And, you know, that's diagonal. That's how they measure it diagonally. So, you know, that's one of the things I've always keep in mind is, you know, what's this going to look like on a 65-inch or let alone 100-inch TV?
Right.
And you can see a lot of things that close. So the tactical solutions, one of the things that I'd like to throw out there is that makeup begins with lighting. You don't have makeup without correct lighting. Just as camera can't do its job of properly capturing the image without the correct lighting temperature. So, for instance, if you know that camera has to have a baseline register of at least 32K to read white light, which is how they balance the camera. They've got to balance the electrons in certain percentages so that it can read a baseline of white light. Then you know really you should have that minimum temperature spill on your talent too to be able to see at least the full spectrum and temperature and values in the skin, both in top tone and right on down to the undertone. This is so important for makeup artists to be able to match those tonalities very cleanly for HD because you maybe have to adjust your makeup accordingly through any chroma saturations that are made in the camera. So, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
Oh.
No, I'm just thinking about everything you just said.
I just wanted to throw, you know, a few things out there and keep this short because I didn't want to impose on our guest time here because I'm really looking forward to listening to Victoria. So anyway. That's my long and short of it for tonight, and I'll be back with some more in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Suzanne. We're definitely looking forward to more. Maybe next time we won't be so quiet. But I was truly just sitting there just kind of trying to comprehend everything that you just said.
Well, it's really easy. I mean, it, when you think about it, that your fail-safe position is you make sure that your light is a minimum of 32K spill. And that's taking a tungsten and putting a quarter blue filter on it, and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's why one of the reasons our light kits are so popular in our store, because it's, you know, it's totally turnkey. They know they're going to have full spectrum, so they're going to be able to read all the tonalities in the skin from warm to neutral to cool.
Right. Cool. Well, thank you. We're looking forward to you coming back on, and let's see, you said in 2 weeks or?
Sure. You bet.
All right. It's the plan, so we'll... Looking forward to hearing from you in 2 weeks.
You bet.
Thanks again for joining us. Victoria.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great. Thank you also for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. Like I said before, I've been looking forward to this all day. It's been a long day of makeup.
Well, great. Let's just get right to it. Why don't you share with everyone who you are and how long you've been doing makeup, and what inspired you to become a makeup artist?
Well, and I don't want to choke up while I tell this story, because it seems like every time I tell this story, I get choked up, so I'm just going to kind of breeze through how I got started and who inspired me. But ever since I was a child, I've played with makeup, as I'm sure you ladies have done the same. And it just sort of stuck with me. And when I was in high school, I had I went through a period of low self-esteem, and of course now it's like you look back at high school photos and you're like, why did I have a low self-esteem?
Right.
You know, but I did, and I thought that makeup could transform me, and so I would study magazines and practice makeup techniques on myself, on my friends, and actually it was my friend's mother in high school who noticed the kind of makeup that I was doing on both myself and her daughter, my friend. And she was like, will you do my makeup? And so I did her makeup, and she's like, you know, just hooked from that point on. She just, anything was like, you know, any event, it was like, I have to get Victoria over here to do my makeup. And I'm like 16 years old, you know. So she was a really great inspiration. She encouraged me to pursue a career in this field, you know, and I really didn't know where to start. And it was when I was in college, I went to George Mason. I started working with MAC Cosmetics, and I worked with them for several years. And that was really a really good learning experience, because I got to work with a ton of different people. I learned some basic makeup application techniques, but I would have to say I learned even more after I left the makeup counter. And
right.
I learned more working in the field and working with photography. And, you know, Suzanne Patterson actually is one of my mentors. I mean, she has been amazing to me as far as, you know, product knowledge and sort of helping me hone my skills and so forth. So, that's pretty much it. That's how I got started, was working at MAC, and then after I left MAC, I just, you know, started working with photographers and meeting people and networking, and, you know, have a website, and started just getting online and meeting folks and just promoting my work, and I've been very blessed to receive the work that I get today. So that's the start.
Right. Well, you work in print, TV, runway, commercials, bridal. Did pretty much all of that start after you left MAC Cosmetics, or?
Well, when I was with MAC, I had some great opportunities to work on a couple of concerts, which were pretty big. I worked on the Cher concert and Missy Elliott concert, and that was when they were here in D.C. MAC had some great opportunities for artists. And so I got in with those opportunities, and I just decided, I had like that little taste, you know, that little taste of doing makeup for something sort of big, you know, not sort of big, but big. And I wanted more. So I couldn't really do it working at MAC. My schedule was so incredibly tight there. I was managing a location, and it was just, you know, crazy. It's retail. You have to work every Saturday. I didn't have the flexibility to freelance. So I had to actually fully leave MAC before I started to promote myself for publications and stuff like that. So I did weddings working at MAC, and that's what I started off doing when I left MAC, and how I started my business was weddings, and I still do weddings to this day. So, that's
and you're married, right?
I am, and he's the most awesome person ever. He is so supportive of everything that I do. Him and his family, really. It's actually interesting. I worked with Roberta Flack last year, and his dad, my husband's dad, is a huge Roberta Flack fan, and my husband just came home with these two old vinyl records. He had just went up to visit his parents over this week, and he came home with these two old vinyl records of Roberta Flack and was like, next time you see her, you have to get these autographed. And I actually just talked with her tour manager tonight, and he's like, oh yeah, done, you know, well, I can get them signed for her, or for him, you know, I can get her to sign the albums for him, so... Anyways, that was such a side note.
You know, but it's interesting. And like Suzanne, I know you've been doing makeup for years, but, you know, when my sister asked that question, it's probably something that she herself wanted to ask. But, you know, a lot of times I've found a lot of people who are married, a lot of times their spouses aren't so supportive.
Exactly.
Of this career. So it's, you know, it's a great thing to have a supportive husband and supportive family. Like my sister and I both aren't married, so, you know, that's not an issue for us, but we do have a supportive family. I guess sometimes people don't really look at makeup as a serious career.
Yeah, and I'm always wary about that. When people ask, do you ladies find that when people ask what you do, or when you're meeting new people for the first time outside of the makeup world, and you say, I'm a makeup artist, isn't like the first thing that pops into their mind, okay, you must just, you know, you must sell Mary Kay or...
Right.
And I'm not knocking Mary Kay, actually. I like some Mary Kay products. But, you know, it's like that kind of stigma. It's like, oh,
right.
Okay. Or you work at Nordstrom or you work at, you know, wherever. And I'm like, no, I just got to work with this really great, big A-list celebrity, you know?
Right.
And then you feel even more stupid when you say that.
You get to the point where you just kind of nod your head after a while, you know?
Yeah.
You just kind of, because it takes too long to explain.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, Suzanne, with you have some really great stuff to tell people. I mean, you have a store, you do special effects. I mean, you're like the queen bee. You know,
well,
so.
I'd rather be on the sidelines cheering my students on. That's kind of the way it is. You know, it's no secret that I'm a really big fan of Victoria's work. I mean, I just love watching her grow. She just does amazing work. And, you know, I'm strictly film and television. I don't do any of this, you know, the glam print stuff and the beautiful editorial stuff, but I sure am a big fan of it. So, and she's just really one of my favorites.
Well, and I appreciate everything Suzanne's done for me. You know, there's times I'll call her and say, can I come over and pick up mascara wands? I have this big job and I'm out of mascara wands. And she's just always welcoming from, you know, she had the store in her home in Chantilly, and then I would go over there and we would sit. I mean, there's sometimes we would sit and talk for hours, you know, just about makeup and life. And she's just... always been so supportive of everything that I do and everything and everybody, all the artists that go to her for guidance. I mean, she's just...
It's a tough business to be in, ladies, and you know that. I mean, it really is a very tough business to be in, especially and have a life.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, it is their life. And if you have a really, really big life outside of this, you know, you can really do this. You can do it all. but it is a tough business.
And I was going to say, it is always good to have someone that's older than you and that's been in the business longer than you that you can go to and talk about life and talk about the business. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. And what makes it even more wonderful is I can go over there and we can talk color and play with products. And it's just, it's so much fun. It's like I walk into her store, and she's got this beautiful new location in Chantilly. Outside of her home, it's a new store location with a training facility and everything. It's beautiful. And I walk in there, it's just like, oh, I'm home. You know, among product.
Right. So now that, you know, you're finished with MAC and you've been working for a while, how long has it been since you've been working outside of MAC?
I left MAC in 2004 and immediately started working in weddings.
Okay.
So, and then from there in 04, like 04, 05, mainly weddings, and then started working with photographers and fashion and beauty, and that's really where my passion lies. Even though, like, honestly, it's not like a huge living working for editorial, as maybe ladies know, but it's just, it's so much fun for me, and I love it. And like I was saying, ever since a kid, I would look at editorials and look at the credits. You know, I've been following people like Tom Pichu for years, and I got to actually interview him twice last year during Fashion Week. So I was writing for Beyond Beauty Basics and then interviewing for Style Coalition, and I got to interview him, and he's like amazing and really nice, and I love that, and just really willing to share information and everything, and he's just like, you know, just amazing. But anyways, so once I started to network with fashion and beauty photographers, that's when the other stuff started coming, the stuff that I really love to do, magazines, TV, celebrities, that kind of thing. And there's still so much more that I want to do and I aspire to do. And it's like every day I feel like, okay, what am I going to do today to, like, do something new? You know, I always want to keep it fresh. Do you ladies go through that where it's like, okay, what's next?
Absolutely, absolutely. You have to kind of switch it up every once in a while just to keep it all fresh and new.
Yes, definitely. I absolutely love freelancing. It's great. And people think, okay, well, you have your own business, you can make your own schedule, and that's true to a certain point, but your schedule it's dependent on your clients. So if your client needs you at, you know, 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning, then you're there at 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning, you know?
Right.
You're not sleeping in and waking up and having breakfast in bed with a hubby.
Right. How has social networking helped your career? That's such a big thing now.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I am a huge promoter of social networking. And I even have, you ladies mentioned the makeup show in May. I've had this seminar that I've been doing since last year. I started doing it at the Artist Summits. And then I also gave this seminar at the makeup show in LA. But it was on developing your online presence. And it goes over how Twitter and I go over how Twitter and Facebook, those types of social media outlets can help boost your business. I also go through what the difference is between a Facebook group and a Facebook fan page, which there's a huge difference between the two. And like one of the two is actually indexed in Google. So whatever keywords you put in, like say like the description or whatnot, can rank in Google. So
I need
to
take that class.
Right, exactly.
Then I'll just come over and I'll help
me by.
Suzanne, I'll just come over and we'll work on it together.
I think you need to come teach one. I need to get it up on the calendar. You need to teach it, because truly that's probably 60-70% of promoting your business right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, Victoria, because we'll bring you back on the show when we do our
our business.
We're going to do, we're working on a show for a business show for this industry. So
yeah,
we'll definitely have you come back on and talk about that, social networking.
Mm-hmm. I would love to. And I also, in the seminar, I mean, I'm like limited to 45 minutes for this seminar. The RS summits, I had an hour, but the makeup shows, I have 45 minutes. And there's so much information. I'm just like trying to rush and get everything in. But I also go over blogging and the differences between the platforms, like Blogger versus WordPress.
You've lost me already.
Well, I go a little bit, okay, I try to go a little bit slower in the seminar, you know, not try to, like, just throw it all out there. And I definitely take the time to make sure that everyone's on track. And I'll stop and say, okay, anybody have any questions? And, like, you know, you have to tell me so that I can go over and explain. And no question is silly, because these are valid questions. And as artists, we're out in the field doing makeup. You know, the only reason why I know all this Twitter, Facebook stuff is because I'm a nerd. And I love to just talk online, and I've done it since I was in college. So, anywho, moving forward, I welcome anyone who wants to come take my seminar at the makeup show, and it's on Sunday. I believe it's in the morning. So,
and what's the date? Sunday, May.
Is it 16th?
17th. Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
May.
You're right. May 16th.
It's 16th. Okay.
All right. Sunday, May.
Yeah.
16th.
Sunday, May.
Glorious class.
Is it's developing your online presence. I also go over how to use Twitter to, you know, build your business, and also too, I touch on a little bit of search engine optimization for your websites. Now, a lot of people don't even have a website, and there is a great resource at the makeup show called Web Photo Master that I'll talk about for a little bit, and if there's someone from the booth available, they'll come and sort of chat about the program. But it's funny, I think Maxie will be on the show a little bit later, but he had like the most basic website forever, and he called me up last week and was like, I just missed out on this big Target job because they couldn't use my website, like they couldn't like view my photos on my website. What should I do? His website literally was like a GoDaddy splash page with like a GoDaddy ad. And it's like nobody can tell that he's been in this business for several years.
So long.
And has like a ton of credits. And it's like you go to his website and it's like, oh, okay. He's like, whatever. Who's this guy? You know, and I'm like, you need to display your work properly. So I said, go to Web Photo Master, got him the phone number, gave him the contact name, and they set him up in less than a week with all of his images. He can go in and upload new images, new video. It also has application for it's also readable on like PDAs, iPhones, Blackberries, that type of thing. It's like it's a special mobile version, so it automatically goes to that. It's great. It's a great system. It's a turnkey system. You can just go in and have this beautiful website just right there. So anyways, I go over that and if people don't have websites, and then how to optimize, say, the title bar of the website so it will rank in Google, how to add in keywords, how to link it to other sites, and the importance of linking your website to Twitter, Facebook, and vice versa. So.
Gotcha. Wow. What inspires you?
What inspires me? You mean like what inspires me to just for work or for, I mean, I guess.
For anything. Work, just.
Inspiring.
It could be makeup related.
Well, I would say people inspire me. People like Suzanne for instance, really are a huge inspiration. People like my friend's mother who, and this is how I got choked up before on another Blog Talk Radio, that my friend's mother who encouraged me to pursue a career lost her life to breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And within the past couple years, since I've sort of gained momentum and have all these people that are reaching out to me and saying, I love your work, you know, can, like, they just follow my work, I decided to give back and try to raise money for various cancer charities to, in remembrance of that person, that if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be talking to you guys. I wouldn't be, you know, working with so many great people and know so many great people. So people inspire me. So
tell us a little bit about those charities and some of the work that you've done.
Well, speaking of which, Suzanne, everything's like referencing Suzanne. Suzanne, I mentioned a project that I wanted to do to Suzanne, and she was so gracious and so generous and decided to sponsor a product for an event that I hosted on March 20th of this year, and it was called Makeovers for the Cure. And it was myself and 9 other makeup artists at my studio in Dulles, Virginia. And we did makeup applications by appointment, and the minimum donation was $10. And of all the money raised, it was split among 3 cancer charities, Cancer Schmancer, Stand Up to Cancer, and Critters for the Cure, which Critters for the Cure is actually a local charity, and they promote healing through animals. And I'm a huge animal lover, so I think it's fabulous what they do. And so Suzanne gave us a product for goodie bags, and it was awesome. So we also had on-site manicures, so people could get manicures and makeup, and it was a great time. And we had a fabulous turnout, and the artists just all had a blast. So that was a great event. We want to do it again in September. So I'm looking around, keeping my eyes peeled for a bigger space, because I think we're going to grow out of it this year, because I've also been talking to a couple of other vendors that wanted to get involved with it as well. So, and in addition to that, what I've been doing the past couple of years is, you know, promote for various cancer organizations. In the past, I worked in an orphanage in Haiti. And when the earthquake hit in January, I was torn up. Like, I didn't know what to do. I felt like frozen. How can I help? What can I do? I clearly was in the position to go back there, and that just in itself, like, tore me up, like, tore my heart up. So I organized an online thing. This is another great resource that anybody can do, too, if there's something that just is so overwhelming, they want to help. I started a Facebook invite, and I invited people to donate to Food for the Poor. And Food for the Poor was delivering immediate emergency relief to those affected. It was like direct donations to those affected. So that turned out really well, and people are still donating through it, which is fabulous. So that's about it. Those are 2 things that are close to my heart. And I know Suzanne has Baby Haven. Suzanne, do you want to talk about Baby Haven?
Oh, I'd love to, but I don't want to encroach on your time.
Oh.
it's the reason we started the store. And that has just always been a God on my heart kind of thing. And we have been able to donate so much money to them to help them build a second orphanage, and that really is what drives my heart in the store business, because most of the proceeds go to them. Of course, we have inventory and we have an employee that we pay, and then there's store operations, but I really do labor for them. And my husband has a full-time job, and he comes home and he works another 8 or 9 hours on the store, so it's a definite joint effort for us. And I'm of a firm belief that you have to what passes through, what gifts onto you, you need to pass them on to, whether it's material or whether it's intellectual or whatever. I just that's just kind of the way I am. So I just really admire Victoria's her heart, and it was just a no-brainer to donate to that. So
right.
like an instantaneous, you betcha. And
right.
She actually is really inspiring me to do an outreach fundraiser for Baby Haven. I've got several of the Washington Redskins wives who are very, very close friends of mine, and we're thinking about pulling that together. So, it's something that we're thinking about. Victoria is definitely the inspiration for that, and I'll have to see how it materializes. But she just has a really, really big heart, and I just love that about her.
Right. Well, I just wanted to apologize to those who are trying to call in. I've been having some technical difficulties while this interview has been going on. So it seems like everything is working now, and I'm going to get to one of the callers right now that's calling from a 301 area code. Let's see here. Hello.
Hi, it's Cynthia. I was just listening.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, everyone.
Cynthia.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi,
well, you're going to have to ask Victoria something now that I got you on. You can't just listen.
What can I ask? Well, Victoria, I actually met you a few months ago at Studio 400's networking party.
Yes, I definitely remember you. How are you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing just great. I totally agree with you. Suzanne is the best. She's my mentor, and I love her. She's always willing to help me at any cost. Question for my child is screaming in the background. Let's see. Well, okay, when basically branding yourself, because you see Victoria Styles everywhere, how did you really get your name out there? So that the whole world recognizes you, so that the whole world respects who you are and your level of expertise?
Wow, that's a huge question. I don't know. I don't think there's any, like, really one answer, and I just started talking with people and networking and talking online and meeting people in person. I think there's many different outlets to that. It's both online and also meeting people at places like the makeup show and just constantly communicating with people. And anytime anyone sends me an email asking me a question like, what foundation did you use on this face or whatever, I always reply back to them and tell them exactly what I did. I'll get emails from kids, like, as young as 13 saying, I want to be a makeup artist, and how do I do that? And I'll get those emails, like, 5-6 times a week. I mean, and they fill up my inbox, but I'll take my days off and take hours to respond to them all, because I know that if I was in their shoes and I'm going and I'm looking online and I'm coming across this really, you know, this person that inspires me, and I take the time to write them an email, I would hope and pray that I get an email back. So I take into consideration all that. And I think it's just everything, you know, it's just talking with people and everything. And I've been blessed that people respect what I do. And honestly, like I said, there's so much more that I want to do, and I the response I've received so far, it's overwhelming, and I can't wait to go to the next level. And it's just, I don't know, it's just all, everything's just really great. And I would say it was more or less just networking and talking and giving back. So
Cynthia,
this is Denise. I mean, just to add to that a little bit, I think as far as branding yourself, you know, social networking, of course, is important. And it's, you know, it's a really useful tool and a really big tool. But
right.
I think also just being really good at your craft, because when you're really good at your craft and your clients go out and they tell everybody and your friends go out and they tell everybody. And I think word of mouth is even bigger than social networking.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just think, you know, just to have people speak highly of you, you know, all the time goes so much further.
Right, right.
Yes, I totally agree. I mean, word of mouth is so strong. And so anytime I work with a client, you know, I always give 110% because you never know who they know and who what they're going to say. Like, I really like this lipstick, or I really didn't like this lipstick. The makeup artist saw me.
Because so many people can know who you are and they can know your name, but then, you know, if you're crap when they come to you to get their makeup done, you know, what good is that?
Oh, gosh.
You know,
I think that's like my worst fear. Somebody just randomly finds me and then they're like, oh, I didn't like the makeup.
Well, let me ask you, Victoria, since we have the wonderful Suzanne Patterson on the phone, let me ask you, do you airbrush, and then what do you think about HD?
I airbrush at discretion, basically. I don't always airbrush, and Suzanne
mm-hmm.
has taught me a lot about airbrush.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Graftobian airbrush foundation that Suzanne carries in her store. I think it's beautiful. And I've been able to manipulate it a bit so I can get, like, either I can work in HD and get, like, a really nice matte finish. Or, Suzanne, remember that shoot I did in my studio and you're like, that's Graftobian?
Right, right. Well, that again is where your wonderful beauty techniques come in too, because you were able to build upon it. But it did give you a wonderful platform to do your magic with. You did do some beautiful magic with that. You really did.
It was great. It was
the ability to really push the platform. That's for sure.
Thanks. With the Graftobian, like I was saying, it's known for the HD for matte foundations and or the matte finish, more or less. And then so for this beauty shoot, I decided that I wanted that really flawless look, but I also wanted a sheen sort of look on the cheekbones.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really get that with, say, you know, Femme Fatale Graftobian airbrush foundation. I did a little bit of just 8-hour cream from Elizabeth Arden underneath, and then did a light spray on top, and I got this really great sheen, and it didn't like clump up or flake off or anything. Actually, it lasted, you know, throughout the shoot. It was really great. So when the light hit, it looked luminous. So
it's very manipulative. I mean, it really is. There's a lot you can do with it. Victoria's so right.
So sometimes, you know, brides will request it, and I don't always, you know, I would actually rather hand apply for brides. I just rather hand apply foundation. If they want it more matte, then I'll use the Graftobian cream foundations.
Mm-hmm.
If they want that sort of luminous effect, I'll use the silicone-based foundation from Face Atelier. But I always apply a foundation brush. Sometimes if I want to be really detailed, I'll apply with my fingertips all over, and that takes me like a half an hour just to do the foundation correctly, because I'll massage in Embrylisse moisturizer and then, you know, stipple on a little bit of the Face Atelier, and you just get this luminous effect. So I guess that's the desire of your question, Doria.
Yeah,
sort of.
And I just wanted to also know, what were your thoughts on HD?
Oh, HD. Okay, scary. No, it's not scary. it's easy when you have the right lighting, and Suzanne is obviously the master at HD
mm-hmm.
and has taken this area and these artists in the area to the level where we know what the light's supposed to look like. We can see their skin tone and see it for what it really is and match upon that. It's a meticulous application, but I enjoy it. And honestly, the time that I came into doing television makeup, I didn't really have that background of the video or, you know, how it was before, so I didn't really have that training beforehand, so I didn't have to change. I didn't have to adapt. I just had to just learn it. Does that make
right.
sense?
Yeah.
So
right.
it to me was, I think, very, it was easy, and it's easy to grasp, you know. I quite enjoy it. So, yeah, that HD is great, and I enjoy watching television shows in HD. So.
Now, tell us about some of your favorite products. And I know you just mentioned the Graftopian products and the Face Atelier, but what else do you like to play around with?
Well, I think that the basis of any makeup application is skin. I think that that's where it starts, and especially in HD, speaking of which, you know, if you're not taking care of the skin properly, it's difficult to put on cream foundation, say, on, you know, a scaly snake skin, you know. You have to actually go in and exfoliate and prep the skin properly. So the products that I use now, I always start off with skincare. So depending upon the skin type, say normal to oily, normal to dry, I'll do a cleanser. I'll sometimes do a scrub on their skin before I apply moisturizer. I'll use Neutrogena has these pads, and they're just like little scrub pads, and they're very gentle. And especially like people that were coming from winter in the spring, we have this like sort of, you know, winter
yeah.
layer of like dry skin on us. And so just a quick slough off of that, you can just take these pads and go in like tight circular motions all over the face, and then just, you know, you can rinse it off with water, or you can even take a Comedone wipe from Suzanne's store, or you know, any makeup remover wipe, and just wipe that residue off. And then I like to massage in Embrylisse, 24-hour miracle cream, into the skin. I also use the Embrylisse eye contour, both of which, again, you can get from Suzanne's store. I'm not trying to just sit here and blog your store, but honestly, the store's right down the street from my house, so I'm there
right.
like all the time.
We have the special Victoria room.
That's good to know, Suzanne, because I really like the Embrylisse products, so that's good to know that you have them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's isn't that such a genius product? I mean, it can be used as a foundation base. It can be used as moisturizer. It can even take off makeup. It's just, it's definitely a miracle cream.
It is, it's very good. It is very, very good.
So from there, I love Face Atelier's Lip Putty. The Lip Putty is like, it comes in a lipstick tube, and it looks like lipstick, and you put a little bit on like you would apply lipstick, and it fills in the little creases. So if there's like those little lines in the lips, or the lips are dry, it helps sort of fill that in a little bit. And when you put lipstick on top, it just glides right on. It's beautiful. So I go through all that before I even go into the makeup kit. And products that I love now for makeup that I'm using currently, Face Atelier foundation. I like Graftopian foundations. I've used some Makeup Forever foundations. They're a really nice finish. The Makeup Forever HD foundations in particular. For color, I have sort of a mixed bag of eyeshadows. I still have MAC eyeshadows I love. And, I mean, there's, like, those staple eyeshadows from MAC that I think everyone
right.
has, like, Corey and Vanilla, and, you know, those are just timeless colors. I love the Makeup Forever Flash Color Palette, and they just came out with the Aqua colors. That's, like, it's like the Flash Color Palette, but they actually set to a matte finish. Like, you can go swimming with them. They won't crease. Because as we all know, the grease paint in the Makeup Forever Flash Color Palette, obviously it creases if you put it on the eye area, so you'd be really careful with that. So I love those colors because you can do a lot of really cool things, more for, like, the editorial type stuff. And lipstick.
Have you tried their High Def Blush?
I haven't tried it yet. You know, I saw it at the makeup show in L.A., and I didn't really get a chance to play around with it, more or less because Maxie and I were just talking the entire time and, like, just hanging out, and I didn't really get to play with all the products that I wanted to get to play with. So I haven't tried their blush. You like it?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. And I'm not,
like,
I mean, I love a lot of their products, but not like, I like a lot of their older products, but that is one of the new products that I absolutely love. So I tell everybody to at least try it.
I have to try it. Well, I'm going to make a show in a couple weeks, so I'll definitely get a chance to play with it there. I was going to go into lipsticks. Like, I love, okay, I'm sorry, Suzanne, to, like, plug you again here. What is that palette, the Glaftovian lipstick? Is it the Mega palette?
Yeah, it's the Super palette. It's
the Super palette.
The only one I carry around.
I mean, that's all you need.
Right. It's just so convenient with 18 colors in the palette. I mean, it's just, it's great. And they have a unique formulation that that stuff just really wears longer than anything else. That and the Ultimate lipsticks that I have, those are my two favorites.
Yeah, I agree. I really don't need to use anything else but the palette. So if I have a job that's just like very basic hair and makeup grooming for, you know, hair and makeup for, you know, commercial print or TV or whatnot, all I have in my kit are the neutral and the warm Graftovian cream super palettes, the Graftovian lipstick super palette. I'll bring just neutral eyeshadow palette and mascara from Suzanne's store. The black mascara is fantastic. It doesn't run. It doesn't flake. It can be on our hot lights and it doesn't move. So it's great for everything. And obviously my skincare products, and I'll bring the Makeup Forever Flash Color palette, and I'll use the red or the coral or the pink for blush.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really simple, you know. It simplifies everything. Those palettes are great. So as you guys probably know, and use palettes.
Well, we have Maxie on the line, and I apologize, Maxie. After I answered Cynthia's call, I started having problems with the phone lines again, so I'm going to try to get you on if I can. All right, hold tight, Maxie. So we're still having a little bit of problems. Let's see. Who are some of the makeup artists, Victoria, that you've kind of, you know, along the years, even before you even started doing makeup professionally, that you've kind of admired and loved their work?
Well, just like big names, basically, like Tom Pichu, Patti DeBroff, Dick Page. Those are the people I really, like, aspire. I love Gucci Westman. She's, I mean, her stuff's, like, amazing. Those are really the people that inspire me. Kabuki, oh, my gosh. You know, every time I look at his work, it's like, wow, okay. Those are the people that I have followed since a kid, basically. Well, not Kabuki, but, like, and not Gucci, but the people that I followed since a kid were, like, Tom Pichu and Patty, so...
Mm-hmm.
Which I got to meet both of them within the past year, and they're just fabulous people. So,
Where do you see yourself in, let's say, 5 years? Or what are some of your, you know, short-term goals?
Well, I want to get more – I got a taste of doing some product recommendations on TV this past year. The first one was for a station called NBC, which is based in the Middle East. I'm half Egyptian, and they invited me to come on and to talk about what I do and whatnot. And then locally, I was on a local news channel to give product recommendations, and I really want to push that some more because I had so much fun doing it and helping people out and helping the everyday woman just make great decisions for her makeup. And so I would like to do that some more, and maybe possibly down the road start working with a cosmetic company and obtain sponsorship and go around the U.S. talking about somebody's product. And, you know, obviously it has to be a great product that I love and you know, can't live without.
Right.
But yeah, I just I guess would be that in 5 years I want to be a mentor, helping people and teaching and teaching more about products and stuff. So
I think
and also
already,
doing. Like,
I think
what's
you
that?
Are definitely doing that already.
Really?
Yes, and you do a great job.
Well, thank you. And, well, Suzanne is, again, a great inspiration. And ever since I met her, she's just been, like, the person, the go-to gal whenever I have an issue with anything, makeup or personal. So. But,
that's wonderful.
Is Maxie on yet?
I'm still having problems.
Oh, no.
Well, he's not on yet. Sorry, Maxie. We're still trying. I forgot the question I was just going to ask you. Have you noticed any changes in the beauty industry since when you first started and now?
Changes in the beauty industry. I feel like when I started looking to see who else was out there kind of doing the same thing that I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
there weren't as many people, especially in my area, that were actively promoting themselves as a makeup artist. I think Suzanne was like the first person I came across.
Right.
And now it's like there are a ton of people interested in doing makeup, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's just grown, and that's fabulous. And I think there's work to go around for everyone. So, I would say that that's the thing that I've seen change is more people coming out and expressing their interest in makeup artistry.
Right. Now, how long were you with MAC?
I was with them from 99 to 2004.
Gotcha.
So quite a while.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I have to agree. I think that's one of the biggest things that you see, that there's so many people who say they are makeup artists now. Like back when I first started, like you said, it really wasn't that many people, especially in this area, who were makeup artists. So it has really grown tremendously.
I think you're feeling the influx of the schools.
Yeah, I think
because there's, you know, when you realize that they turn them out every 3 months, and you know, 30 or 40 at a time, over a period of years, that does tend to fill the market.
yeah. And you
That's
know,
true.
It's so funny because being in Atlanta, with me being in Atlanta, when I went to school to study aesthetics. You know, everybody wanted to be an esthetician. Everybody wanted to own a day spa. So it was all about, you know, skincare and all that. And, you know, makeup played just a small part in all of that. And so now when you see, you know, younger people, it's like everybody wants to be a makeup artist. Nobody cares about the skin. They're only going to, you know, to study aesthetics just to get that license, just to kind of, you know, I guess validate their whole makeup career.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really sure where to start when I started, you know, doing makeup and everything. And I looked at esthetician school, and I actually wish I went through esthetician school just so, because I feel like skin's so important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great place to start. So.
Definitely.
Well, we're coming down to the close, and I do apologize, Max, I couldn't get you on, and for all the other ones who tried to get through, we were having some technical difficulties tonight, so I do apologize. Thank you again, Suzanne, and we're looking forward to you coming back in 2 weeks. Thank you so much, Victoria, and we definitely want to get you on our business show for sure.
I'm there.
But as we kind of wind down, we always like to ask our guests, what beauty means to you?
Me first?
yes, you.
just me. What beauty means to me? Well, I think the standard definition of beauty is basically, harmony, form, like a harmonious form of color or symmetry. And I feel like beauty is something that everyone possesses, and I feel like it radiates from within. And sometimes it's a little dim. Sometimes you wake up and your light inside is a little dim, and sometimes we just need a few products to help turn on that light. And if it's a red lipstick, then it's a red lipstick. But I feel like beauty is definitely within, and like I said, everyone has it, and I think it's just the way you use it, and the way you use it kind of shows how you are on the outside too. So that makes sense.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, ladies, both for joining us tonight. Thank you, Cynthia, for calling in and sharing that so important question. I thought it was a great question to ask, because a lot of people, you know, really just don't know how to, you know, promote themselves or what it takes to get out there. And Victoria, you do seem like, you know, you've done a lot, and she's right. Your name is all over. So I know that's probably a combination of many things, like you were saying, networking and talking to people and telling people what you do and your social networking and all that. So that really helps out a lot. Again, we thank you for being on, and we thank everyone for listening. Thank you to all of our new listeners. And again, join us next week when our guest is going to be Rocky Cosetti of Kit Cosmetics.
Awesome.
Thank you all, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.